The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. Today is Wednesday, August 16, 2023. The U.S. government prevents Cuba from connecting to international telecommunication networks through fiber optic cables, the first Deputy Minister of Communications, Wilfredo González, said. In an interview with the Cuban news agency, the official detailed that with its hostile actions, the northern nation limits the island's access to the internet, the use of information, and the exchange and creation of knowledge. He stressed that the economic, commercial, and financial blockade continues to be the main impediment to a better flow of information and broad access to the internet and to information and communications technologies for the Cuban people. He explained that since cellular communications with operators cannot be made directly in the United States, where the main interconnection nodes are located, the Cuban telecommunications company is obliged to extend the network with points in the United Kingdom, Jamaica, and Venezuela, which entails millions of dollars in expenses. The Cuban Ministry of Foreign Affairs reported that the third round of talks on migration issues between the Republic of Cuba and the plurinational state of Bolivia will be held on Thursday, August 17, in the Bolivian city of Santa Cruz de la Sierra. As indicated by the Foreign Ministry on its website, both delegations will examine the state of migratory flow and evaluate the implementation of joint actions aimed at discouraging illegal acts associated with irregular displacements. During the exchange, they will discuss the importance of guaranteeing regular, orderly, and safe trips, the source added. The Food and Agriculture Organization of United Nations, FAO, reported that it collaborates in Cuba to strengthen local food systems. A press release from the UN agency said that as part of capacity building for the management and governance of local food systems, the organization supports 13 Cuban municipalities with the acquisition of 44 simple motorcycles and motorcycles with sidecars. This work is being done in conjunction with the Cuban Ministry of Agriculture and will facilitate the mobility of producers, agricultural, and forestry technicians in three projects currently underway. The acquisition of the motorcycles is complemented with the purchase of other inputs, such as electrical tricycles and bicycles, Toyota Hilux pickup trucks, and Toyota Hiace minibus, among other means of transportation. These purchases seek to enhance three main objectives: increasing climate resilience in Cuba's agricultural ecosystems, introducing the results of science, technology, and innovation in agricultural production, and supporting the implementation of food security policies. The second edition of the Orizonte Italia Cuba event opens at Havana's movie theaters this Wednesday until August 20 in order to strengthen cultural ties between the two countries and promote Italian cinema. Dedicated to Italian journalist and writer Italo Galbino, this edition will promote talks between Italian and Cuban cinematography through screenings, theoretical meetings, and the Italo Calvino International Poster Contest, a centennial optimist. According to organizers, restored copies of Italian films and premieres of a contemporary Italian cinema will be shown at 23 y 12 and Acapulco movie theaters, respectively. For the poster contest, the Cartelon project, sponsored by Orizonte Hub, convenes designers globally, students of the Higher Institute of Design, and graphic designers to create materials inspired by the work and personality of this figure. A jury will choose the best poster and select a group of finalists to create an exhibition that will be shown at the 44th International Festival of New Latin American Cinema, to be held in Havana from December 8 to 17, 2023. Cuba reiterated Tuesday its zero-tolerance policy regarding any form of human trafficking, as well as the continuity of actions to prevent and confront the scourge and associated crimes. Cuba's National Report on Preventing and Confronting Trafficking in Persons and Protecting Victims for the year 2022, published by the Foreign Ministry, detailed that in that period a national action plan is being implemented until 2024 to coordinate the actions of the state and civil society organizations. The text added that the various governmental actors involved maintain training as one of the essential elements to increase risk perception. Likewise, cooperation actions and the timely exchange of information with international organizations, the International Criminal Police Organization, Interpol, the United Nations system, and counterpart agencies of countries in the region and Europe continued in order to guarantee an effective response. More than 7,000 actions were carried out to protect minors to prevent the occurrence of events in which they are victims of sexual abuse. The report concluded that the joint operations and the results achieved by the different entities of the government and civil society demonstrate Cuba's willingness to maintain its zero-tolerance policy towards human trafficking in any of its manifestations, and the will to cooperate with all countries and international organizations. And in the international agenda, we have that South American entrepreneurs meeting in the Department of Santa Cruz, Bolivia, are concluding a round of talks dedicated to promoting opportunities in chain production and exporting to Latin American and Caribbean markets. As of Tuesday, some 90 companies are taking part in the 12th meeting of Andean Entrepreneurs, which brings together representatives from the business sector of Bolivia, Colombia, Ecuador, and Peru, in addition to small and mid-sized companies from Brazil, Chile, Guatemala, Panama, and Puerto Rico. Benjamin Blanco, Deputy Minister of Foreign Trade and Integration of Bolivia, in representation of the pro tempore presidency of the Andean community, highlighted during the opening of the event the importance of the free trade zone of the region. It is expected that by the end of the gathering this Wednesday, there will be no less than 570 business meetings between exporters and buyers from the agricultural, food, chemicals, and manufacturing sectors. Meanwhile, some 56,884 Haitians returned from the Dominican Republic in July, as denounced by the Support Group for Refugees and Returnees, which also called on the government to condemn human rights violations. According to the organization's report, 23,569 were deported by the neighboring authorities, and another 23,142 decided to return to their country. Among those repatriated, the Support Group for Refugees and Returnees counted 440 pregnant women and 3,659 children. Of these, 565 of them unaccompanied. The platform deplored that July was marked by brutal repatriations that show no mercy to children, pregnant women, or the elderly, and by the deterioration of the living conditions of migrants in the Dominican Republic. Faced with this situation, it believes that the government must issue a strong response and can no longer remain silent. They must act responsibly in the face of these violations of the rights of our compatriots and unequivocally condemn the inhumane practices perpetrated by the Dominican authorities, the Support Group for Refugees and Returnees Communications Officer Sam Guillaume said. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.